Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex.
B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex.
You are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
Hello.
All right, people, can I hear you? Make some noise for B-Tech Smith, everybody.
Migs, ladies and gentlemen.
We are the Megacast. Any Megacast listeners out here?
All right, we got a couple.
Oh, yes. All right, for the rest of you, this is going to be very weird. Ted and I do a podcast together. We don't necessarily plan much. We just turn on some microphones and talk about random crap, and that's what we're going to do in front of all of you. So this is going to be just as awkward for you guys as it's going to be for us.
It is. And if you've never listened to the Megacast, generally we start off with doing some push-ups, so if you want to join in,
get to the front of the stage.
Get to the front of the stage. Jump in. Get 10.
All right. So here's the deal. The reason why we do the push-ups is because Ted and I, from time to time, get really wasted together. We will go out, get drunk, and sometimes we need a second wind. We need another pump me up to get us through the rest of the night. Sometimes shots don't do that for us. So
yeah.
More often than not, Ted, what happens to us?
We're a little hungover. Things aren't working right, and we got to get back on it.
Right. So in the middle of the night, while we're wasted, we'll get down in the middle of the street and do 10 push-ups to get us going again. Now, if you've never listened to the Megacast before, but you're just feeling like doing some push-ups, come on up. Let's get as many people as we can to do push-ups with us.
He's already doing them. We haven't even started yet.
Well, he's got to keep doing them. Give it in for Marty. He took some meth before he started. Oh, he got a beat. Oh, I can't talk about that. All right.
What I like about Marty is he's already a little crazy, but the mohawk makes you look so much more sane, dude.
Right. You are killing it with the Charles Manson look. I'm very proud of you.
With that said, Marty, that's coming from two bald guys, so don't even sweat it.
Right.
Hey, this is my choice.
This is genetics, sadly.
Yeah, blame our fathers.
All right, it's getting weird with Marty. I'm going to look this way. Okay, things are getting weird already. And everyone's eating, and this is happening, Ted.
I know. And a lot of them are just like, what are those two guys doing?
Right. We're going to do some push-ups. Okay, so the reason why we do them is to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
We don't have music, so I guess if everyone else that's not doing push-ups, if you could just go, oom, oom. Yeah, we're going to do this. It's like stomp. All right, let's get 10, Mega Family.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, thank you. We're the Megacast, and that's all we've got. See you later. No, usually at this point, then we jump into our TED Talk, so we don't have... Hold on.
Uh-oh, Steve's got a guitar.
TED Talks.
So today's TED Talk is just taking what KSW is doing here today, what a lot of you guys are doing here today, which is taking chances. So you don't want to be reckless, right? But some of you guys had to miss work. Like some of you might have taken a day off of school or whatnot, but you took a chance. You're out having fun. You're living your life. We're taking a chance doing it live. So never forget, man, it's okay to take chances. I want you to take them. Go live your life.
Because if you fail, at least you took the chance. Most people
right?
don't. So we didn't really plan much, but I got some stories from this morning. Sometimes like I'll think of stupid questions based on stories that we have. We always, men's room, yeah. BJ and Migs, we're always trying to find stories that could lead to a good topic. So I've got three stories and three stupid questions. So if you have an answer, I don't know if we have somebody that could help us, maybe be like a mic runner, or if you can, if you want to be a part of our Megacast, just kind of join up,
yeah,
up over
up
here. But I'll ask Ted, because until I can find someone that's willing to... Or we can just do a show of hands. Clearly, we've thought this out. All right, first thing. A new survey by BuzzFeed said that basically they're talking about toilet etiquette, which is always good when you guys are eating. All right, show of hands. Who here wipes sitting down? Actually, make some noise if you wipe sitting down. Make some noise if you wipe standing up.
Yeah.
All right, we know Ted's answer.
How do you guys sit down?
Well, okay. 53% of people stay seated, 46% stand, which kind of seems like it's pretty...
No, you got to stand, man. It's a nice two-point athletic position. You're right there. Boom.
Here's the weird part. If I'm not a mathematician, but I did the math real quick, that's only 99%. 1% say they don't wipe.
Or maybe they... Hang on, hang on. Maybe they go directly to the shower.
You still got to wipe.
You don't have to.
Well, I don't want to see Ted's loofah. All right, next question.
Like I own a loofah. I'm a man. I put soap on my hand, put it on my body.
Apparently, there's a big argument that's happening on the internet about where you put your cheese on your hamburger. Yes, this is what we talk about on our podcast.
You guys like hamburgers?
Who likes hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. They're like, we paid like $100 and these two idiots are just talking about hamburgers all of a sudden. All right, this is the big question. Make some noise if you put your cheese under the patty. What's wrong with you, man? Under the patty? It's warmer that way, he says. I mean, you know, I guess.
I don't know, man. That seems pretty weird. It almost seems un-American.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a communist here. And he looks like that man. You cheese under patty, mother blanker. No, we can't curse. We're taping this for the podcast, and I don't want to edit it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, one more question, Ted.
All right, I was going to tell him about that veggie burger.
Please do.
So, you ever go out after a night of drinking, right? The next day, maybe you want a little grease, kind of soak up all the booze you had. So my buddy calls me, and he goes, hey, I saw this amazing cheeseburger on Instagram. We're going to go to this restaurant and get it. I'm like, cool. But then when we went, it wasn't a real burger. It was made of plants. Right?
They killed 4 vegans to make that burger. What are you talking about?
So for a while, I was like, am I mad at my friend? Like, he took me out and bought me lunch, but it was a veg burger. So what do you guys think? Should I still be mad at him? Yeah! Yeah, the hell with him.
You know, that reminds me, we also do a segment called Should I Be Mad?
Yes.
All right. Somebody, I'll have to paraphrase it because, again, poor planning, I didn't print the email, but somebody emailed us, it's a female, and she said she wanted to know if she should be mad. She found out what her boyfriend's password is to one of his things. I don't remember. It's a password
Twitter,
to his thing.
Instagram.
You don't have a password to your thing? No.
Whoa. You're rolling around with a password down here? Dangerous, my friend.
You know, I should find it. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll find the actual... Because the password's hilarious. And she's mad at him. Well, she's mad at him and wants to know if she should be, so she emailed the MegaCast about it. Now you have to talk amongst
yourselves. Yeah, basically, it's like coffee talk, right? Steve's a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, here
it
is.
There you go, Steve.
She said, should I be mad? I found out that my boyfriend's password is Kayla is a bitch 34.
Yeah! I'm guessing this is from Kayla.
Signed Kayla. No, it's not signed Kayla, actually. I'm kidding about that part. That's the name of his ex-girlfriend. Right. That's the thing. It's like, okay, well, Kayla probably is a bitch, and apparently there's 33 other Kaylas that are bitches because Kayla's a bitch 34 was the only one that worked.
He had been through the other three.
I kept trying. I got up to 27 and just said, screw it, I'm going to skip to 34.
I mean, also, it's a password. Maybe he made it like 2 months after the breakup.
It's a great password. I might start using it.
And she should be happy. She knows that he's not going back to this evil ex-girlfriend.
I think she should be more mad if it was Kayla is a bitch 69. Because then there's still like, she's a bitch, but oh, man.
Right where it was, I still think about Kayla.
She's kind of cool when she's not a bitch.
I still miss her at night.
So, okay, by a sound, let's make some noise. Make some noise if you think that she should be mad at her boyfriend. All right, make some noise if you think she needs to settle the F down. Oh, I think we solved that one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
All right, anyone in the room, do you have a stupid thing that you're mad about and you want to know if the room thinks that you should be mad or not be mad about it? Raise your hand if you do. All right, Justin, come on over here. Da, 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 da,
by the way, I like the light up on some of the hats here.
Oh, yeah.
What are those, like bunny ears?
No, it's a butterfly. Oh, they're antlers.
Oh, they're antlers.
You and I need to go get our vision checked. Them bunny ears? And I'm like, no, it's a butterfly, you idiot. What are they for?
It's Christmas.
Heritage. Huh? Heritage. Heritage. Oh, shout out to Heritage Distilling Company and the Brown Sugar Bourbon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to one of those later.
I think as soon as we're done, we should grab one. All right, we've got everyone make some noise for Justin, fine member of the Mega Family. Justin, what's your question?
Should I be pissed about traffic on 167?
Yes, all the time, yes.
Okay. Well, the one day it took me 2 hours to get to work, it was your fault.
Oh. Not my fault.
His fault.
I got rear-ended at 4 in the morning on 167.
It's not my life choice.
His name was John. He drove a white Honda Accord. I never saw somebody more scared in my entire life because at 4 in the morning, traffic sucks even at 4 in the morning. It's stupid on 167. They're doing all this construction. Goes down into one lane. We're all at a complete stop. I'm at a stop. All of a sudden, I hear, and all I'm thinking is, oh, that poor son of a bitch is about to hit somebody. Not realizing he's going to hit me. Next thing I know, bam, I get hit. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding. I just want to go to work. This is not what I want to deal with. And I thought for sure my car was destroyed. I get out. I look at his car. His car's in the shape of a V, the Honda is. And I'm like, this is going to suck. I look at my Jeep. I can't find a single dent or anything. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. So now I got to go walk over to that guy. And again, it's 4 in the morning, and it's got to be a weird thing. You know, who is this? What's happening? He probably sees this dude that's 6-something. I'm not happy at that moment. He won't roll his window down because I think he thinks I'm going to go like all postal on him.
Roll it down.
Roll it down, mother effer. So I'm like trying to be nice. And I'm like, sir, you can roll your window down. I'm not going to, like, it's an accident. I get it. And he like rolls it just a crack. And he goes, I will never be, are you mad at me? And I'm like kind of. But I think everyone else behind us is going to be even more mad at you. The funny part, so I get to work. My car is fine.
Are you still in traffic at this point?
We're like, yes, we're on 167 while all this is going on.
All right.
So I get to work, talk about it. I don't even bring it up on the air first, though. I get a text from a listener on our text line that goes, hey, Migs, was that you in the car accident earlier this morning? I'm like, wow, very attentive, sir. So then we talk about it, and apparently we talked about it like around 7:30 in the morning, and there was that guy's car was still there, and the traffic was completely effed all morning. So, sorry.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Well, wait a minute. We got to answer the question.
Okay,
though.
Yes,
even
you're right.
Even though it involves Steve, should he be mad about the traffic?
Should he be mad at me, right? Is that?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
All right, make some noise if you think that Justin should be mad at me because of that traffic.
Yeah!
Well, I'm not even going to ask if you shouldn't, because clearly you guys are jerks. Yes. Whatever you said. Yes.
Well, I mean, I think either way, you'd be upset at the traffic. It just happened to be you this day.
I felt awful. There's nothing, like, I'm glad I could leave so I didn't have to make eye contact with the other drivers, because I know how that is. I'm sure we've all done that. You see an accident, you're stuck in traffic. As you get past that person, even though you don't know the backstory, you give them, like, the hairy eyeball. You
oh,
son
yeah.
of a bitch.
I still like the guy who was that scared, too.
Don't hurt me, sir.
Are you mad at me?
So, I don't know, well, I could tell some of the people here wearing red baseball caps backwards, wearing the white t-shirts, the Mega Family in the back. I love that people made MegaCast t-shirts. Big
yes,
head
sir.
For those guys. Big head for those guys, yeah. Nobody likes you guys, sorry. A smattering of a golf applause. But, so we took a whole group picture, and we're going to send it to Fred Durst to see if he actually responds to it. I am so glad, though, this man showed up. I want to make some noise for this man right over here who's wearing a t-shirt. Please stand up. Come up on stage.
Come on up, man.
Come up on stage. What's up? I wasn't talking about you. 1 second. Okay, he's got...
I got a story.
What's your name?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken? Is there a watch back there? Look at his shirt. It says, I ate Fred Durst. I feel like Fred Durst is going to respond because he's right in the middle of the picture and it just says in bright black letters, I ate Fred Durst.
I feel like that could be taken a lot of ways.
The one flavor that comes to mind is smegma.
Smegma.
Have you tried the smegma roll at Trapper Sushi? It's delicious. No, no, okay. Well, thank you for doing that. That's awesome. Christopher Walken, everybody. And before we got to get out of here.
Should we bring Mike up now?
Yes, Mike.
Come on, Mike. Come on.
No, I was going to say, I had a little story about traffic with you.
Okay, so this is Iron Mike. He does all the pictures for KISW. He's the greatest.
So I'm at a stoplight. There's he in his Jeep, and he's on his phone. So I get on my phone, and I text him. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I kind of scared him. I said, get off your phone right now. I see you before I give you a ticket. And as the light goes green, I'm driving, and he gets the text, and he's like.
Well, I like he's giving me crap about texting while texting me that I'm texting.
The only thing better is if he saw him texting, and then he texted like, it was voice to text. You lying bastard. I saw you texting.
Bunch of lies. Oh. Alcohol. Thank you. One shot won't hurt you. All right, everybody, shot. Ted.
Cheers, everybody.
That was delicious.
That
went down
delicious.
Way too smooth.
Stop yelling my name. I look every time.
Ted! No, seriously.
Oh, jeez.
All right. If you're going to yell my name, at least yell compliments that I'll take. That goes for all of you.
Well, I think we're done.
Yeah. So did you guys enjoy your first MegaCast?
Our podcast is available on iTunes and all the other places where you get podcasts.
Yeah, and you'll love the cover photo. It's Steve and I as wrestlers and what our actual bodies look like.
Yeah, when you look at the picture, that is legitimately us with our shirts off.
Yeah.
Not Hulk Hogan or Randy Savage with our head.
Cartoon versions of us with six packs.
So should we end it with more push-ups? Or?
I mean, we always do.
Yeah, we usually end it with push-ups. So now that you've been a part of the Mega family, if you're new, you can feel comfortable. Join us up again on the stage. All right, only one guy.
All right.
But look at him. He's in great shape. He probably listens to our podcast 4 or 5 times a day.
He used to weigh 300 pounds before he started listening to the MegaCast.
His life changed.
Oh, no. 240. Good for you.
Oh, wow. There's a guy right next to him that goes, we were the same size. Good for you, bud. Oh, he's got the Luke Wilson techno shorts. Oh. Actually, Luke Wilson from time to time is the official third member of the MegaCast. You can look back on some past episodes, and Luke Wilson will join us and get just as weird with us. It's kind of fun to hear Luke talk about stuff that has nothing to do with football and usually has to do with women and other
politics.
Things. Yeah. Conspiracy theories as well.
Yeah, so, he's into a couple of them. Kent Nation out strong today. I like it.
It's Techno Thursday.
All right, well, let's get 10 more.
All right, so we need people to clap again. Make some noise for us because it's way more fun that way. All right, here we go. Everyone. All right, let's get 10, Mega Family. So much. You can follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast. We really do appreciate you guys listening. We'll be giving mega hugs as soon as we finish this podcast.
Hop off.
Let's take a quick picture of all of you behind us, and that'd be really sweet. And a woman just said, come to daddy. That's what happens at Live Day. You're cut off.